Take your Bibles, if you would, please, and turn to Ephesians chapter 5. And we're going to talk about another characteristic of the Christian life. And now, this one has been somewhat mentioned before in principle, but we're going to dive a little deeper into it exclusively. Why don't you please stand out of love and respect for the Word of God. And we're going to read a little ways through here. Of 1 Corinthians and chapter 5. And I'm not going to read all of it because it's going to, that would take quite a while. And we don't have that much time left in our service tonight. So we're going to look at just the first few verses here. You follow along silently while I read out loud. Beginning in verse 1 of chapter 5 of the book of Ephesians. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not ye unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. So as we talk about this word submissive, what it means to submit, and we've talked about being obedient before. We've talked about in a previous message this last year, we talked about yielding ourselves, and that's really what submissive means. It means yielding to the will or power of another, or to be obedient. That's what it means to be submissive. And of course, a lot of people, I don't know, maybe it comes to mind because it's in verse 22 here, and it's also in Colossians 3. It says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. And I think sometimes Baptists get a negative connotation that, you know, it's, you know, me man, you woman, you know, it's not like that. Okay. But you understand that being submissive or yielding to the will or power of another is something we all need to practice. We all need to practice it. And we need to get better at it. We all need to do that, don't we? Because guess what? We all have a way of doing things, right? We all have an idea of how something should be done, or how we ought to go about this, or how we ought to go about that. But is that always the best way? Is that always the best thing? Not always, right? We know much about Scripture, of how it says that God's ways are higher than our ways, right? His way of doing things is not our way of doing things. His reasoning, His wisdom, all of that stuff is different from that of sinful man. And we need to recognize that and know that, hey, look, I need to be submissive to something else, because in and of myself, I can't trust me. And I can't trust my way of thinking. And I can't trust my reasoning.
So I've got to go to another source, and I need to submit myself under that authority, under that way of thinking, under that line of reasoning, because my ways aren't going to turn out right. And the way I want to do things isn't going to come about the way it should. Let me just give you a for instance. Did you know that God's economy doesn't work like man's economy? It doesn't. And many of you have experienced that, haven't you? And can I tell you something? I've experienced it too, and it's a wonderful thing. I'll take God's economy over man's economy any day. You know what man says? Get all you can all you get, sit on the can, and spoil the rest. Because if I can't have it, you can't either. That's man's economy. You know what God says? Give, and it shall be given unto you. Yeah. He says, let me have the first fruits of all thine increase. Oh, and by the way, you don't own any of it anyways. It's all mine. You're just a manager. Did y'all know that? Yeah. You say, well, that doesn't work. That means I've got to submit myself under that economy for it to work. Uh-huh. That's exactly how it is. So, you see, this thing of being submissive is a viable characteristic and is one that we need to perfect. Because guess what? The more we submit, the better off we'll be. You say, well, but we have liberty and we have grace and we've been freed from all these things. Yeah, but we've been freed from all of that so that we can serve, so that we can submit, so we can put ourselves under him willingly. How many of you remember, I think I've said it here before, but perhaps you understand, when it talks about the all, not A-L-L, A-W-L, okay? And they say that they would drive it through the ear of a servant that chose, once his servitude was ended, to stay with his master. Yeah. Now, we're not going to make that a practice here at this local church and driving awls through the ears. But let's do it spiritually speaking, okay? Figuratively speaking. Willingly. Saying, hey, no, I don't want to leave you. I don't want to leave your service. I don't want to leave your house. I want to stay and continue to serve. Doing it out of a willing spirit. So we need to yield to the will or power of another. Be obedient to another over us. You know, God tells us to be submissive to authority. And I just lost 99% of America right there. I mean it. Those of you online, you probably just turned me off, so have a good night. Look around. Flip the news stations on. Or don't. What do you see that's a trouble in our world today? Especially here in America. Authority. What does this next generation have a problem with? Authority. It's awful. I mean, it's no wonder nobody wants to be a police officer anymore. I'm surprised there's even anybody in the academy anymore. All the grief these guys take, putting their life on the line, and then they get some two-by-punk disrespecting their authority, pushing them to the limits, making them do things they don't want to do. It's awful. You know what we need? More submission to authority. Hey, where are the yes sirs? No sirs. Yes ma'ams. No ma'ams. You know, I have people. Listen, I know I wasn't raised in the South, but I grew up saying yes mom, yes dad. Not so much yes sir, yes ma'am. No ma'am, you know, no sir, whatever. But I'll do that down here. And it's come very natural to me. And some people say, Pastor, you don't have to, don't call me ma'am, don't call me sir. I was like, I'm going to, whether you like it or not, because that's just what I do. Because, you know, we're supposed to respect not only our authorities, but our elders. And God even tells us, we read it here just a minute ago, that we're supposed to submit ourselves one to another in the fear of God. It's supposed to be a mutual thing. Hey, we need to be submissive to authority. In Hebrews 13, it says, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Hey, can I tell you something? Sometimes it's a sacrifice to submit to authority. But you know what? God is well pleased with that. He says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. And he's speaking specifically of those that are in ministerial positions. For they watch for your souls, that they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you. He says, pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willingly to live honestly. So Paul says, hey, God is well pleased with this, that we submit ourselves to authority. In 1 Peter 5, it says, the elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. So he says, hey, this needs to be a willing thing, not only your oversight of the people of God, but their obedience to you. He says here that neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being in samples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And then here later on in the book of Ephesians, we stopped at verse 20, and I read to you verse 21 and 22. But if you go through the rest of chapter 5, and you go through the beginning part of chapter 6, there's family submission that needs to be done. Yeah. Hey, can I tell you something? God has an order to everything. He does. And listen, we're not some backwards, stuck in the past group of people that are gathered together in a church. We are just going by God's design of how things are supposed to be. And if modern society doesn't like it, they can hang it. I don't care. It's the way it's supposed to be. Husband and wife. The husband is supposed to be the head of the home. The wife is supposed to be the helpmeet, submitting to her husband. It says that. And again, it's not like I'm the king and you're the servant. We're working together on this, husband and wife. It's how it should be. It should be a mutual thing. And it ought to be done lovingly, as it explains in chapter 5 here. But you know what? Kids. Oh, boy. I might as well just close my Bible and go home. The kids of today have zero idea about submission to authority. None. I mean, how many of you have wanted to go in the grocery store, as you gone in the grocery store and you've seen some little squirt tell his mom off and just go over there and squish him? Okay? Hallelujah. Haven't you felt like that? Like, don't talk to her that way. She's your mother. If I ever talked to my mother that way, she'd have squished me. Hi, Mom. Or my dad would have squished me, one of the two. And they should. It's not supposed to be that way. Chapter 6, we've read it before, talks about children honoring their parents. We need to be submissive to authority. We have authorities in our lives all over. You know what I love? I just laugh. Brother Parks, I just laugh when a young, rebellious young man gets up the gusto to say, I'm tired of all these people telling me what to do. I'm joining the military. I'm like, yeah, go get him, Tiger. I'll drive you there just to see your reaction. Oh, I just, come on. It's just something else. We need to work at this thing. You see, we need to submit ourselves to authority. Why? Why is that so important? The ultimate authority is God. So let me ask you a question. If you're not willing to submit yourselves to earthly authorities, how in the world are you going to submit yourself to the ultimate authority? It ain't going to happen. We need to use what God has given us so that we can do what He wants us to do toward Him. He's given us earthly authorities that we can actually look in the God-given eyeballs and say, hey, yes, I will do that. You know, and we submit ourselves to that authority, whether we like it or not. In 1 Peter 2, it says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors, unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Does that sound like a submissive Christian to you? It does. Why? It's an example to show them, hey, we honor God, we submit to God, and so therefore we're going to submit to you. Because God has ordained these things. So that brings me to the next point, and that is not only to be submissive to our earthly authorities, but to be submissive to God. One of the things people struggle with the most in the Christian life is giving everything to God. Everything. You say, I can't do that. You need to. You need to. And let me help you with that choice. Is there any being better to trust everything with than God? No. I hope that makes it easy for you. Is there any being better to trust everything with than God? No. God loves you. God wants the best for you. And if you'll give Him your all, He will not let you down. He will not fail you. You say, but that's not exactly what I had in mind. You're right. It's exactly what He had in mind. And that's the best for us. Hey, listen. If you would have asked me, see, I'm 44, so if you would have asked me 25 years ago, if I'd be a pastor of a church in Wiley, Texas, I'd have said, no. I had no idea my life would take this kind of a path. Not a clue at all. At 18 years of age, almost 19 years old, I was going into the military. See, I turned 19 in boot camp. What a way to celebrate your birthday. I never thought that this would be the case for me. Not in a million years could I have guessed this outcome. But you know, a few years into my service and the time in the military, I came to a place that God brought me to where I had to make a choice to keep doing things my way or let Him have His way. And I decided to let Him have His way. And I've been loving every minute of it since. 13 times over. How's that? 12 kids and a wife. But it worked out pretty good. Hey, I've got to serve in two great ministries. I got to serve in
in Arlington, Texas, with under Dr. Smith and Dr. Lassiter, and now I get to serve here. You know, it's a blessing to be submissive to God. You can, on your own time, you can go through and read James chapter 4. You can go through and read Romans chapter 6, the first part of it, the middle part of it there. I want to read just a few passages to you for sake of time. It says in Acts 19, it says, "And this was known to all the Jews and the Greeks, also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds, and many of them also, which were used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed." You know what these new believers did? They submitted to God and His word, and they burned all the other books that told them other things to do than follow God. In 1 Thessalonians, Paul encourages the people in Thessalonica that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto His kingdom and glory. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Why don't you just take this book for what it says and do it? That's being submissive. And we're not following traditions of men. We're not following this independent Baptist church. We're following this book, because it's the word of God. And when I submit to this, I'm submitting to Him. Because this and Him are inseparable. They're one. This is God, folks. This is the word of God. This is what God has in mind. This is what God says. This is what God wants. This is what God doesn't want, if you will, and things that He tells us not to do and things that He tells us to do. We need to be submissive to the word of God. That's why we say that all matters of faith and practice come from this book. Everything that we do, why we do it, how we do it, the way we do it, the things we do, the things we don't do, the things we say, the things we don't say, the way we dress, the way we don't dress, all of this stuff, it comes from the principles and the order and the ways of the Word of God. And we ought to be submissive to it completely. Well, there's one more. As we look at this thing of being submissive, we not only need to be submissive to authorities, we need to be submissive to God, but we need to be submissive to the Holy Spirit of God. Hey, you can go back and review in John chapter 16. Jesus talks about the Spirit of truth that's supposed to come into us as the Comforter. And over in Romans chapter 8, and over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and over in Galatians chapter 5. But let me summarize all of this for you, because we're out of time and I'm cutting into things here for you. God has given us God to live in us. You understand? So if I say, well, I'm submissive to authority, good. I'm submissive to the Word of God, good. I'm submissive to God Himself, good. But then we ignore the Holy Spirit of God, or we quench the Holy Spirit of God that dwells within us. Hey, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And when we defile ourselves with sin, we're defiling the temple of the Holy Ghost. That's not being submissive. We're supposed to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Doesn't he say in Thessalonians, quench not the Holy Spirit of God? Quench not the Spirit, he says. We're not supposed to quench the Holy Spirit of God. We're not supposed to say, hey, shut up. I'm going to do what I want to do. That's not being submissive. I mean, you don't have to raise your hand. I'll raise my hand, but you don't raise your hand.
There have been times in my life where I flat told the Holy Spirit of God no. He said, do this or don't do that. And I either didn't do it or did do it accordingly. Are y'all confused about that? Because I did what I wanted to do. That's not being submissive to the Holy Spirit of God. You know, he's supposed to lead us and guide us into all truth. He's supposed to bring all things into remembrance, the things that Jesus taught us. You know, he's supposed to be our comforter. He's supposed to be the source of our power in our lives. Right? For our benefit. And for God's benefit. And when we do not submit to the Holy Spirit of God, we shut all that down. And it's of none effect. Can I tell you something? We need to make sure that the fruit of the Spirit is abundant in our lives. And it only will be abundant if we're led by the Spirit. If we'll walk in the Spirit. If we'll deny the flesh. We'll crucify and mortify those things. And live abundantly in the Holy Spirit of God. Then we will indeed be submissive. And when we do, there are great and manifold blessings from God. There are. And when we don't, there's not. It's that simple. Day by day, month, week by week, month by month, and year by year, we should be becoming more submissive to those authorities around us. We should be becoming more submissive to God and His Word. And we should be becoming more submissive to the Holy Spirit of God that indwells the believer.